irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Friday, July 27th, and Danny is here. Do you still have a, you still looking for a roommate, or did you get something?
We found somebody, but now the office is giving us problems. Like, we can't process this paperwork in a day. I'm like, it's a credit check. Go on your fucking computer and figure it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Or rent's not getting paid.
Yeah.
Because you know Natasha's not going to pay her rent. Like, you guys are well aware of the issue. Like, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. You've already gotten the paperwork. Run his credit. It's not that difficult.
Right.
I got approved in a day.
Yeah. I mean, it takes 2 minutes to do.
I don't know. They're so lazy over there. They just don't care. I'm like, you'll care when you don't get paid.
Yeah, exactly. You know, then they'll come looking for you.
Exactly.
What the fuck, man? Mm-hmm. I don't know. You know, landlords piss me off.
Same.
Anyway, so I woke up with a swollen uvula. You know what a uvula is?
No, not a clue.
The thing in your throat that's hanging from the top.
Oh, yeah. Like right here. It looks like a punching bag.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's a uvula. I woke up with a swollen one. I mean, it's hard for me to talk. So I looked.
You sound normal.
No, I know, but it's like when I swallow, I can feel it. Like I have something in my throat.
That sucks.
So I looked it up and I see the causes for it. You know, they're saying maybe strep throat or infection or something, but I don't feel I have anything.
Well, strep throat's very contagious, so let's hope it's not that.
No, it's not that. Believe me, if I had strep throat, I would feel it, you know? So they're saying sometimes it's from dry throat, things like that. I think for me, it's because I snore, you know, because I have that sleep apnea, so everything's closed up there anyway.
Right.
So I think that's what it is because it happened in the morning.
Right.
So whatever. It's just a shitty feeling when you feel there's something in your throat.
Yeah, I would not like that. That's for sure.
But it's weird, man. It's weird. So yeah. Do you know why we have it? They say the purpose of it is to keep food from going into our breathing canal or whatever.
I have no idea. I think it's so ugly, though. Every time I open my mouth, I'm like, ew, it's so ugly. So and it's funny how they just, like, don't fall off.
Yeah.
Like, when, like, you give head or something, it just is, like, what happens to it?
Why would it fall off?
I don't know, because it's, like, dangling.
Well, I guess it's there for a reason.
A large skin tag in your mouth.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh well, do you remember? Did you ever hear of the movie Deep Throat?
No.
I've never seen it because I was too young to see it, and then I just didn't feel like seeing it. But this was like a porn movie that was shown in regular theaters for adults, of course. But still, it was
what, it was like NC-17 or something.
No, that's when they had XXX, you know.
Oh.
And
I can't believe they used to play porn in movie theaters. That's wild.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's crazy.
Yeah, so, but that's probably like the most famous porn movie ever or something. You
Never even heard of it.
And she was getting orgasms from giving head and stuff, you know.
Okay, that's so impossible.
I know. Well, she had a clit in her throat or something. I don't know what the fuck. It was a weird movie.
I would imagine any porn is hard.
But that's why, I mean, I was thinking about it because there's a picture of open mouth here and I was thinking about it. But, yeah. So, what else is new? Anything new? Ready for the weekend?
No, I went to go do a Skype yesterday for another show.
Yeah.
And it was also for MTV.
Yeah.
And then I told him, hey, I just want to let you know I'm in the running for another show.
Yeah.
Like that I haven't, like, I think I might be like a top choice for that.
Yeah.
And she was like, okay, what's your name? She texted my name to an exec. She goes, yeah, I can't Skype you. Which makes me feel that I got the other show. I just hate how everything's so last minute. Like, at least tell me I got it. Because then what if they change their mind, they don't use me, and then I missed out on this one.
Right, exactly.
So it sucks.
But are they connected? Do they know about each other from the two shows?
The shows have nothing to do with each other, but it's the same network.
Right. So you think she asked someone who knows about
Oh yeah, that's exactly what she did.
Oh, okay.
She goes, I'm going to text, because she it wasn't actually a casting company. It was an actual producer, like an actual exec, because they're doing it very last minute for the show that I just Skyped yesterday. And she's like, yeah, I can't Skype you. I was like, damn it. Can I do both? Please, I need the money.
Well, maybe it is a good sign. Who knows? Yeah, there'll be more coming up. Relax. The every time you go on one, it'll help you get more, I think, right?
Yeah, no, the more exposure you get, especially if it's a new show, the better it is for you, especially if it's a show that has never aired before and has the possibility to go season for season, because then it's like a just a guaranteed paycheck.
Right.
You know, exactly. Like Jersey Shore was the last type of show like this one that it was like one set cast, and if they get another season, it'll be like the same cast, which if I got on that one,
yeah,
would be ideal.
Yeah, well,
for me.
You should go on Survivor. That's what you should
do. No, I wouldn't survive, Sam. So
you wouldn't survive?
Nope. I don't like walking. I don't like running. I don't like bugs. I don't like nature at all.
Right.
Like, I like trees.
That's true. I guess you do have to like nature
beach,
for that.
But the beach with the pina colada. I don't like the beach where I have to, like, kill a bug and fry it on a fire that I had to make from sticks. Like,
right.
That's not...
Yeah.
And then how do they brush
their
teeth?
And you sweat, and I don't think they brush
their
teeth.
Oh, my God. So everyone on set has terrible breath.
Yeah.
Bad hygiene.
They don't take showers. Yeah.
Exactly.
I know. How can they possibly have sex when they're like that, you know? It's probably the last thing I would think about.
Yeah, no. I mean, I would definitely be thinking about brushing my teeth. I think about brushing my teeth like 4 or 5 times a day, let alone going a whole month and a half. Ugh, God.
I know. I don't know how they can do it, man.
Sipping like dirty muddy water. I can't even watch the show because it's so frustrating.
Yeah,
I'm like, who would sign up for this? Literally, I say, who would sign up for this?
Yeah,
not me.
Is it still running?
Yeah, it's still running.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, what's it like? 15 years already?
I think
something?
It's like 20.
20 years.
Yeah, it's something crazy because I know they're doing like a special one coming up because of like their 20th. I think.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I think they're taking people from Big Brother and like Amazing Race and putting them on Survivor.
Yeah. I think it started
that's
like
new
in
thing,
2000,
huh?
2001, probably,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's like the new thing is to take people from other shows now.
Oh, really?
And put them on shows that are supposed to have new casts. Because everyone wants to see their favorites over again.
Right.
But there's no shows to put them on.
Yeah, so it's good that it's that way. That's
yeah,
like,
but it'll be good if I can get on a show and then that happens to me.
It will. No, it's actually good because, I mean, it could have gone the other way. They would say, oh, if she's been on the show, we don't want her again. You know, we want new people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, I don't know, man. What can I tell you? But Roseanne was on TV last night being interviewed by Sean Hannity. And it was...
Did you see her interview where she was screaming?
No.
Oh, man.
She was screaming?
She was smoking a cigarette, probably drunk on some Jameson, and she was like,
I didn't know
she was black. I thought she was white.
Right.
I was like, is she kidding?
She yells at the technician and stuff too, right?
Yeah, so she was definitely on drugs.
Something. Yeah.
I feel bad for her, though. Like, maybe she just, I don't know if she's necessarily a racist or...
I don't think she is. I think she's a good woman.
Kind of messed up.
You could have, when you listened to her yesterday, you could see that... She was apologetic. She didn't really think it was, you know, I mean, it ruined her career. I mean, you know, that's pretty serious.
Yeah. Yeah, her career's over. And then now they're doing they're doing the show without her.
Yeah.
And it's not going to do well.
Of course not.
No one's going to watch it. I'm surprised John Goodman would agree to that. I mean, not John Goodman. John Goodman. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm surprised he would agree to do that because he... knows that without her, that show is not going to...
Yeah, what does he care?
People watch the show because of her.
Yeah, yeah. Of course. Of course.
Yeah,
you know?
So...
But, she has to apologize and explain and everything, but...
Exactly.
You know, yeah. But yeah, you know, and I mean, and Roseanne, it's like you know her. She says things. She does things, you know?
Yeah, I feel like I would be like the modern day Roseanne.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a racist, but I would say something out of pocket where the whole world would be like, she's done. And I'm like, no, I just have no filter. So it just came out, but I'm not a racist.
Right.
I feel bad for people like that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, people throw around the racist label way too easily these days. And that's terrible, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But, what can you do, man?
I didn't work out yesterday.
You didn't work out yesterday. Why?
I had to go back and do a Skype, which didn't even end up working out for me. So I'm like, damn it, I kind of worked out. Because I haven't worked out in like literally a week now, over a week now. And it feels disgusting. Yeah. It's funny when you start getting in like a routine and then once you slow down, you feel absolutely. It's not like I'm eating more or anything like that. I just feel disgusting.
Right. Yeah. Because you don't, your muscles are not as strong. And
Yeah. And I went to the regular gym maybe 2 days ago and I was like, wow, it's nothing like training.
Really?
Like, I don't sweat the same. I don't, like, breathe the same. Like, I can barely breathe when I'm done training. Well, when I go to the gym, I just, like, walk out, like, doo-doo-doo. That was good, I guess.
Yeah.
Which means I don't know what I'm doing.
My son started CrossFit again.
Yeah, you said
he
that.
He says, they're killing me, man. They're killing me. It's kicking my ass.
But, see, I couldn't do CrossFit because they lift too much weight.
Right.
It's like you have to do like 125 or get out.
And you know, I mean, and we're talking about like 80 push-ups, 80 pull-ups, you know, 100 this, 100 that.
Yeah.
And one after another, you know.
Exactly.
And they really compete against each other and stuff. And it's, I'm like, why are you doing this, you know? But he feels that it tones him up quickly.
Right, right.
So, whatever, you know. But, so I finished watching Deadpool last night. And it was, it was good, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't great towards the end. I think once you get the idea of the movie, then it's just a regular superhero movie, but they had some funny stuff, you know.
No, it was funny.
References to the X-Men and, and to the Wolverine, right?
Right.
He put on a mask.
Did you watch through the credits where he pops back up on the screen?
No. Well, I saw the credits. I didn't see him pop up.
Yeah, and he's in his bathroom.
Really?
Yeah, and he's like, oh, you guys are still here. It's so funny.
I know.
It was a good movie.
And then they had something apart in it where they showed People magazine with the sexiest man of the year.
And he's on it.
No, but he wasn't on it. But it was a joke on the fact that he had been on it before.
Oh, wasn't his face on it?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was like really, really quick.
I haven't seen it in like a couple of years.
But I spotted it and I'm like, that's funny.
Yeah, because he definitely was the sexiest man alive like maybe a year ago or something.
Yeah, a few years ago, yeah.
I'm obsessed with his wife.
Really?
Blake Lively.
Yeah, yeah.
I think she is so pretty.
She is.
Her new movie looks incredible.
What's it called?
It's called, I will tell you in 1 second. I'm pretty sure it's called The Favor, but let me just double check.
Okay. Well, do you know about it?
So do you know who Anna? Okay, I'll tell you that. I'll tell you in 1 second. Okay. I retweeted it, so it's not too far on my timeline.
Okay.
But yeah, she hasn't. Her last movie was
That drug movie or something? No?
The one where she was blind.
Oh, I don't
know. And she got her eyesight back and her. It was so messed up.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, what did I just watch? I literally was, but I like love her.
Yeah.
But I just was like, what did I just watch? That movie was.
It was a weird movie.
Yeah. I was like, why would she do this?
Yeah.
Oh, Anna Kendrick.
Anna Kendrick.
You know who that is, right?
No.
She was the woman that got the Oscar for Best Supporting Actress with George Clooney in Up in the Air.
Oh. No, I
no, no clue. No clue.
No, no.
It's called A Simple Favor with Anna Kendrick and Blake Lively.
Anna Kendrick. I'll look that up so I can see who she is. Okay?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but it looks so familiar. Good.
She looks familiar, but I don't know. American actress and singer. Yeah, upcoming movie Simple Favor?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, she's been in Twilight and Pitch Perfect.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay, so we'll go see that. I mean, you would think that Brian Reynolds can get a Blake Lively.
Of
you know?
Course. Well, I mean, his personality seems to be exactly how it is in, like, Deadpool off screen.
You think so?
Yeah, like, when he does interviews or videos and stuff, it seems like that's his personality. I mean, who wouldn't want to be with a guy that's like that? I mean, I would want to.
Yeah. I don't know. I think his voice is a little too high for a guy, though. You know?
I find it interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
Because in that suit, you expected someone with a deeper voice, you know?
Not really. I think that's what made it funnier.
Yeah, no, it did make it funny.
Like, he couldn't have, like, a Batman voice.
It was like an anti-hero character, you know?
Yeah, like, because he's not supposed to be, like, a normal superhero.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, Batman, okay, understandable.
Right.
Like, when Christian Bale changed his voice when he put the suit on.
Right, right. And they all did, because he's, otherwise people would recognize him.
Exactly, yeah. Because even when Ben Affleck did it, he was the worst Batman in history, by the way. He changed his voice with the suit on, too.
Yeah. I didn't see him do that, but...
You didn't watch Justice League?
No.
That movie was horrible.
Yeah?
And they had multiple characters in it. I was like, this sucks.
I know. That's what people said.
Huh? Oh, God. I was like, I could barely get through it, but I was like, I'm going to finish it just in case there's like something at the end that I need to know.
Well, you could have looked it up. You always do.
I know. And it was so long.
Yeah.
It was just too long. I don't mind a long Marvel movie if it's good.
Yeah.
Like the Thor movie was long, but it was funny. It was good.
Yeah, it was good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's funny that I used to read Thor comics when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Was he blonde with long hair?
Yeah.
Yeah. They cut his hair off in the newest one.
The newest one? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think he was over wearing a wig. Because he was wearing a long wig in it.
Oh, really? You don't think it was extensions or something?
No, I think it was a wig.
Really?
They can make wigs look so real these days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Like Rihanna's always wearing a wig, but it looks like her real hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Then there's some people where you go and their wigs are just like, girl, it's like barely glued on to their their forehead. I'm like, oh,
I know, it's terrible.
Who told you that look good? It doesn't look good. Just rock your short hair at that point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, look, if people feel good about themselves, that's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you. But... You know,
I'm thinking about dyeing my hair back to black.
What color is it now?
It's like brown and ugly.
Yeah. I don't know. It looks black.
Yeah, I mean, it's dirty though. I haven't washed my hair. To be honest, I haven't washed my hair.
So it changes color. When you don't.
No, yeah, when it gets dirty, it gets darker because it's like dirt is in there.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious.
That's funny.
I really hope this roommate situation is handled by Sunday.
Yeah.
I just don't want to deal with it.
By Sunday, they'll finish it. Yeah. I mean, they can't give you a fucking excuse for 3 days not running the credit report.
Right. Right.
Yeah, keep bugging them about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, make it clear. You guys are not getting your rent if you're not getting this through.
Right.
You know. So what's the person like?
He's short. Gay, another gay man. I live in West Hollywood, so I gotta remember that that's gonna be the probably the most people wanting to live
right
in this area. He works a lot, like he's going to Scotland for 2 weeks. He works in casting, which is a plus for me, because if he ever is working on something and he's like, hey, my roommate would be a good fit for that, I can be like, he said he doesn't really party in the house, like he goes out a lot but he never brings it back to the crib, which is cool. He was like the one person I was like, yeah, sign the paperwork. And he was like, I'll sign it right now. I'll drop off a check tomorrow, like ready to move in.
Cool.
Yeah. So hopefully.
Yeah.
It all works out.
Yeah. The last minute you got someone, right?
Yeah. I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Just in the nick of time. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Well, now we'll see his credit report. You know, I mean, you don't know.
Oh, I don't see it.
No. I'm saying we'll see the results, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he said he's not stressed about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
If they say
he didn't get approved,
yeah, or something, you know,
I'll be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. This morning they came cut off the tree in front of my apartment.
That must have been so loud and annoying.
Well, yeah, I didn't really hear it because the windows were closed. But as I went outside my balcony like I do every morning,
mm-hmm.
I see him like cutting off the tree. Now you have to understand. When the tree is cut, I can see what's going on outside, which is cool. You know, a lot of pretty women walking by and stuff like that. And to see what's going on. But when it's grown, then it's kind of like private, you know. I can sit there, not worry that people are looking in and
right.
all that stuff.
Right.
So it's kind of a mixed feeling. But every year they do that, you know. So, and then I sit there, I just feel vulnerable. Like, hey, everybody sees me here.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not a big deal, you know, but... I like privacy.
So basically you're saying you liked when the tree was there.
Yeah, I did. But it was obstructing the view.
It's funny because we showed the apartment last week in Frankie's old room, the one we're trying to sell. He's never, like, none of us have ever lifted the window. So the guy came in to, like, look at the apartment. He's like, do you care if I, like, open this? And I'm like, yeah, no, it's fine. So he opened it, and it's just, like, somebody in the next apartment over, like, completely naked, eating a bowl of something in front of their TV. And I was like, yeah, I didn't realize that you could see directly into the building next to us. And he was, like, horrified, hence why he didn't sign the paperwork.
Yeah. Whoa.
But that could be you now that there's no tree. Just don't be naked in your living room, Sam.
Yeah, what the fuck, man? What the fuck? People walking around. I mean, look, I can walk naked from my shower to my bedroom or something, right. but I don't eat fucking cereal naked. I mean, what the fuck?
I know.
But some people like it. I don't know what the story is, you know? Don't understand it.
I don't think people ever know what anybody's story is, really.
No, we don't.
At the end of the day, not at all.
I know. Any person you meet during the day could be a fucking...
lunatic.
Yeah, a crazy person or whatever they do in their private lives. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, here at the station, sometimes I find out, you know, people are like normal and then suddenly...
They're like freaks.
A different part of them comes out.
That's why I don't like when I work at a job or something. I don't really like hanging out with people outside of the job because I just don't want to know.
Yeah.
Like, let's just... I'll see you at work. And then other than that, like, I just really would appreciate not knowing.
Yeah, keep me out of it, right?
Oh, do you know who I hung out with yesterday? I stopped by his pool party.
Who?
Emerus.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you have been hanging out with him, no?
No, I hung out with him one time. I went to his dinner party.
Right.
And then he's back in L.A. now.
Emerus Cooper. Yeah. He's an actor.
Yeah, they just actually pitched Trophy Boy. So prayers up to them. Hopefully they land a TV deal for it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you say? Is he gay or not gay or somewhere in between?
I cannot confirm or deny that.
Okay, well, I think he's gay because he's in a gay movie. I don't know. But that's just my
guess.
I always
wondered that. Like, I watched Love, Simon, the movie.
Right.
And I've seen the main actor in that in plenty of films before. He's, like, young. He may be, like, 20, 21.
Right.
I've seen him in, like, he was, like, in the first Jurassic Park.
Right.
Do you know who I'm talking about? The son, the older son?
I think so. Yeah, I don't
you
know.
Don't even remember. Have no. you even seen the first Jurassic
of
Park?
Of course. Okay. I've seen all of them, but how can I remember?
Useless, Sam. I tell you, useless.
I know. I don't remember shit.
So he was like in movies like that.
Yeah.
But then he does this movie where he's playing a gay high school student who hasn't told anybody he's gay.
Yeah.
And like he has this, there's like really no like sexual contact at all. But at the end when, like basically he was going back and forth via email by someone else in his school who hasn't come out yet.
Right.
But then somebody leaked his emails all over the school.
Oh, wow.
And so he wrote this love letter at the end that was like, hey, meet me at the Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
Love, Simon.
Right.
And the very end scene was like him and the guy that he was writing with finally both of them coming out of the closet.
Right.
And they had like a kissing scene. And in my head, I'm like, so when you're an actor and you have these scenes, do you then start questioning your sexuality or you're just like, this is a paycheck. Let me get it over with.
Right. No, you're right. I mean, what I said is probably not very accurate to say that he was in a gay movie, thus he's gay, because look at the Brokeback Mountain. They had like some kissing
they
scenes
had, like,
or something.
They
right?
had like full blown sex scenes.
I know. I didn't even see it, but yeah.
I never saw that movie.
I know. I didn't either, but we've heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both straight, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Gosling.
I mean, no, it's Herb Ledger and...
Heath Ledger. Heath.
Yeah, I know. I was just thinking of the dress designer. That was weird.
Oh, so Heath Ledger and
I loved him.
He was
the sexiest man on the planet.
Yeah.
Fucking drugs, man.
So it wasn't Ryan Gosling.
No,
who was
it was
the
other
guy.
Oh, he dated Taylor Swift. He was in. He's been.
How come we're forgetting? I mean, that's ridiculous.
Because we didn't
see the movie.
I know it's James something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. I'll tell you right now.
He's known, right?
Oh, yeah. Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jay Gyllenhaal. Okay.
Yeah, he's very known.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they both love women.
Yeah.
But maybe they both love men, too. You literally don't know.
Yeah, but plus, you know, when you act, it's like you have to get over that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I can't imagine they'd turn away a good role like that.
He died before he could even accept an award for that movie.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I know. But was he like an overdose or
he overdosed?
It wasn't a suicide or anything.
Mm, it was an overdose.
Although many of those are probably virtual suicides.
Yeah, I was supposed to say, know? Some of those are probably suicides.
Right.
Like, we don't know if Demi Lovato, right before her overdose this week, if she was thinking, like, I'm all set with this life.
Yeah.
You just don't know. Because drugs, one, make you depressed.
Right.
Like, my ex-boyfriend used to be a coke addict.
Right.
And when he was not on coke, he would go through, like, extreme bouts of depression.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, okay, let's go do something.
Yeah.
Let me take care of you.
Yeah, you see, people self-medicate with drugs.
Mm-hmm. They think it's like making it better. They're happier. I'm like, you're not, though. Because as soon as that wears off, and like in coke's very quick. That's why so many people do so many lines a night when they go out.
Yeah, it only lasts 20, 30 minutes.
No, less than that.
No, come on.
I mean, 10 minutes.
No, more than that.
Mm-mm. Maybe coke
I've
back in the day.
Coke, I don't know.
I've only did it once.
Yeah.
And I've wanted to fight everybody. And I was like, this is not for me.
I know. It's too much energy.
Yeah.
You know?
I literally called my dad and mom the other day. And I was like, hey, thanks for making me like not. Like, I know like stuff has been kind of fucked up. Like, you have definitely messed me up when it comes to dating. But thank you for not bringing me down a path of like drugs and all that nonsense. Because I really do think it comes down to your parents. Because they used to drill that into us when we were kids. Like, we used to watch, like, the videos and stuff. I'm like, okay.
Well, but it depends. You know, I mean, look, what happens if you're, like, always depressed and then you discover weed or something, right?
Well, I don't think weed is really, a bad drug.
Right.
Like, I don't think anyone who smokes weed needs to get help.
No, but it is self-medication sometimes, like in my case, I think. And, but when you're off it, you're depressed again. So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I feel like you can be depressed while smoking weed too, no?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because I'm like, weed isn't like one of those drugs where it's like, let's go. I want to party.
No, I don't get depressed if I smoke weed. I would get depressed after I come off of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And then you do the body high too because you're doing
the
brownie or cookie or whatever you're doing.
No, but it's just like I go with the strongest I can find, you know? But that's because I just have high tolerance for it.
Right.
But no, I mean, I'm the first one to admit that that I've needed it in certain parts of my life.
Right.
You know? And but once the medication started working, I guess I still kept smoking.
Yeah.
But it takes off the edge. What can I say, man?
I don't think smoking is bad because supposedly, according to scientists, it cures, like, cancer-causing cells.
Yeah, it does a lot of things, but, you know.
I also think that alcohol, I feel like everyone should be drinking at least a glass of something a day.
Really?
Yeah, like, there was this, there's been multiple articles, but I'll never forget this one about a pair of twins. They both drank, like, scotch, a glass of scotch every single day.
Right.
At least one, maybe two, maybe more, but they said at least one every
That's
single
a lot.
Day
yeah.
since they could legally drink. Supposedly, they might have just said that for the article. Could have been sooner.
Right.
And they lived to like 105. I told Gabby, I go, you and me should be drinking the same thing every day. I drink way more than her.
Not going to happen. It has nothing to do with it. Come on.
No, I think sometimes it does. Like my uncle never smoked, never drank,
right.
never nothing, died of lymphoma.
Right.
And then you see somebody who smokes like 9 million packs a day with a breathing tube, emphysema,
right.
and living to like 120.
Yeah.
So sometimes I think it does have a reverse effect. I mean, is smoking all this shit bad for you? Yes, of course.
Right.
But sometimes I think you need a little bit of bad to have a lot of good.
Right.
Just like sometimes you need to like not always wash your hands 5 million times a day because you need the bad bacteria or your body's not going to be used to it.
Yeah. But actually, ironically, yesterday on USA Today on the front page, they had an article about how people smoke less marijuana and pick up like edibles and shit, you know, because
a lot of people do edibles
don't
out here.
Smoke. Yeah. People mm-hmm. don't want to smoke it, you know, so the
They're
edible
doing the tea
industry
now.
Is going. Yeah.
The tea.
Well, my cookies are reliable every time they work. But, and I make them the way I want.
Right.
You know, they're not, I don't have to be afraid they put shit in it.
Right.
So, yeah. But no, I mean, it works. But sometimes I think you just discover it yourself, you know. I mean, my kids never knew I was smoking weed. And I never told them until I found out that they did.
Right.
You know. And yeah, I think some people really need it because I think my son has bipolar like I do.
Right.
And, yeah,
I can go a pretty long time without smoking weed, but when I do smoke weed, I very much enjoy it. I have no complaints about it.
But you can't go long without alcohol. That's
no,
your first
definitely
choice.
Not. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You see, everybody's got a poison there.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody likes to find something that calms them down, and you know.
I just feel like drinking makes me like, you know, ready for whatever.
It's called horny.
But weed does that too.
Oh,
a lot
yeah.
of people get like that when they smoke weed.
Oh yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
For
no,
sure,
weed,
for
weed
sure.
is the best for that, I mm-hmm. think. But yeah, but unfortunately, it doesn't affect me that strongly anymore. You know,
that's because you do it like every day.
All the time.
I think it's for people that do it maybe like once a week, once
right,
a month.
Right, right.
I haven't smoked in months.
Yeah, then you'd have crazy sex when you finally do.
Yeah, one day. One of these days.
So save a joint for yourself.
I know,
on this
right?
Line.
Whenever I decide when it's going down.
Yeah. It's funny, but our guest the other day downstairs was holding what looked like a joint, you know, waiting for Uber. And I thought, look at you, like, feeling comfortable smoking on the streets of L.A.
Yeah, and there's...
She's like, oh, no, that's not a joint. That's my cigarette. And she rolls her cigarette like a joint, you know. She's got, like, a bag of
She's
tobacco.
Lying.
No, I could tell it didn't smell.
Really?
Then she showed me the tobacco, yeah. No, I know.
That's,
I
like, that's going straight to her lungs.
I have a friend.
She's very much killing herself then.
Yeah, but it's cleaner tobacco. They don't put shit in it and stuff, you know.
Tobacco is just not clean, period. So.
No, the problem with cigarettes is a lot of the...
I mean, yeah, they're putting tons
they
of chemicals.
There, right.
But they're also putting chemicals that make them addicting, too.
Yeah, the
That's
nicotine.
Why they're so dangerous.
Yeah.
So crazy.
I know.
I gotta
get off these cigarettes, you know, but I enjoy it so much. Fuck.
No, you mentally think you enjoy it.
No, I do.
No, like, but what about it do you enjoy?
Everything. I mean,
Do you enjoy being out and you're like, oh my God, I feel like I need to smoke one right now. I'll be right back.
No, that I don't like.
Yeah.
But what I do like is actually taking the break, going outside, having the cigarette. I like the, shit, when I'm at home in the evening,
You gotta leave your apartment.
No, I sit on the balcony.
Oh, okay.
But that's gonna be a problem too. I just read that, you see, because in Israel most of the buildings are condos. You know, there's not people don't live in many single family houses like
right.
they do here.
Right, right.
So like in a lot of big cities, they're in the tall buildings. So, but in Israel. Smoking is a lot more widespread than here.
Right.
Although a lot of people don't, you know, they don't allow you to smoke now in public places, cafes and shit, which really broke the culture there, you know.
Right.
Because it's always been that culture. But now I was reading an article that they're considering passing a law that you can't smoke on your balcony. And because it goes into other people's windows.
Right,
shit,
right, right.
But that's exactly my situation, but... You know, what can I do? I'm not going to leave the fucking building.
I don't mind weed smoke in my building, but anytime I smell like a cigarette, like there's one guy who like smokes his cigarettes in the elevator and then I'll walk in the elevator and literally smells like I just walked into.
Yeah, that's terrible.
So like so many people have complained. People even have written like notes and stuck them on the elevator wall that was like, hey, stop smoking in the fucking elevator.
Yeah, why do you have to do it in the fucking elevator?
Like, take your ass outside.
Right.
And smoke outside.
They
no one's going to say shit to you out there.
Purpose, you know?
Yeah, probably just piss people off. Yeah, like, it's so frustrating.
I know. So I mean, one time one of our hosts came here, and right after he came in, I go in the elevator. It all smells of weed. I said, what the fuck, man? You were just in the garage. Couldn't you smoke there, you know?
Right.
Who smokes in an elevator?
People that have no, like, zero consideration for other people. That's who smokes in an elevator.
And there's a lot of people like that.
Yeah.
You know,
110%.
That don't give a shit about anything, man.
Mm-hmm.
Leave dog shit everywhere. You know, I mean, people that bring dogs to work really irritates me, you know. There's this chick, she brings.
I can't comment on that.
She brings two chihuahuas to work every day. Yeah, but she takes them out. They pee right where everybody is, you know, right in the. Yeah, I don't know.
That would definitely
Dogs
be
don't
me.
Belong. And besides, I don't like people that like animals more than they like people, you know. And that's what it seems like.
That's me for sure.
Really?
Yeah. I like animals way better than I like people.
Wow.
110%. Like, without doubt, without hesitation.
Yeah. I know, because...
And if I had a small dog, I would bring it to work. But I'd bring it in a little a little case. So he knew Mama was never leaving his side.
Yeah, right. Like, he'd leave him in the case, of course.
I would not.
Yeah, so that's
But I'd bring his case in case he was acting up, and then I'd be like, you have to go in there now, bucko.
Yeah, well.
I just want, I want a mini, I want a micro mini French bulldog. Yeah. $8,000.
Good.
So what, do you need a boyfriend?
Find the, yeah, find the husband
So
first,
for Christmas, I can be like, can I just have a mini French bulldog? Right. And a trip to Hawaii.
Right.
No, somewhere more exotic than that.
And a diamond ring, maybe.
Yeah, if it goes that fast.
Well, I don't know how you get to that, but being yourself is probably the best idea.
Yeah. I swear my husband is overseas somewhere. I feel like I'm not meant to be with an American.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. So get on dating sites of people that are not.
Yeah, right. Hey, like.
They do have like Asians and, you know, are you attracted to Asian men?
Nope.
Really?
Not at all.
Why is it almost every woman says that? That's terrible for the Asian man. You know?
Mm-mm.
I don't know why.
A lot of Asian women go for white men, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, anytime I'm in the mall, 90% of the couples is, like, a white man and an Asian woman.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's it's a good combination, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Pretty babies. Even Asian and Asian and black, pretty, too.
Yeah.
Anything mixed, really.
Yeah.
Mixed babies just, like, are so, like, unique looking.
Some.
Mm-hmm.
Some, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're dark skinned and you have light eyes, that stays.
Oh,
out,
yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. That's a given. Like, there's no going wrong with that. I wonder what it would be like for like a like someone like me and a Persian to have a baby.
Yeah.
Like what it would look like.
I don't know. Like you guys probably.
Yeah, because Persians are semi dark skinned.
Yeah.
Yeah, so probably dark skin, like. Curly hair, maybe.
But not
light
necessarily.
Eyes.
I mean, I know a lot of Persians very light.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. I mean, look at me. I'm relatively pretty light compared to many other people from Israel and the Middle East.
You're very light. Like I would say you have a very light tan.
Right. And then, but you compare me to other people and they would say, oh, you're dark, you know. So it depends.
Right.
Depends. So a Mission Impossible Fallout is coming out tonight, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about all the, of course, of all the stunts that Tom Cruise did. And, you know, kudos to him. I mean, he's in his 50s and he's doing all this shit, you know?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. That's why.
But he also shouldn't be doing this stuff because that, like that, unless that's the, maybe a possibility of how he wants to go out.
Maybe.
Because the stunts he's doing are so dangerous. Like his last movie, there was a scene where he's holding against the side of a plane.
Yeah.
And he actually performed that, but they were having problems.
Yeah, I know. And, like, and now he broke his leg when he did a stunt, so they had to wait a couple months for the in the filming.
And I bet all the producers and stuff were like, this fucking guy.
Yeah, well, he's the producer, I'm sure.
Oh, probably at this point, right?
He's the boss, of course.
The last one was the one with Paula Patton, right?
I don't know.
I have to rewatch the last one before I watch this, I think.
Yeah, you see, for me, they're all jumbled as one movie. You know, yeah. I don't remember.
But they're all, like, kind of semi-connected, so I feel like I have to watch the last one, but that was, like, it was literally years ago. Yeah. Like, maybe, like, 7 years ago.
What, the last one?
Yeah.
No, Rogue Nation?
I'm pretty sure it was so long
ago. No, that was just a couple of years ago. The one where he goes on the building in Dubai, right?
Yeah, the tall
building.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was maybe in 2015 or something.
I'm looking it up. Hold on.
Yeah. I think that was Mission Impossible 4, right? Yeah.
Maybe.
That was the fourth one. This one's the fifth.
Okay, let's see.
Yeah, the last mission was Rogue Nation. They're not saying when it was, though. It opens tonight. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that. Like I said before, I used to watch Mission Impossible when it was a series on TV in the 70s. And it was my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was my favorite. And it still holds up pretty well when I sometimes I see an episode or two on TV and I check it out. And it's pretty cool, you know. Very cool.
Oh, yeah, you're right. 2015.
Really? Yeah. What a great memory I have.
Mission Impossible Rogue Nation, 2015. Seems so long ago. I mean, it was long ago. 3 years ago is a
three
long
years.
Time. Like,
yeah,
even Deadpool. It feels like
10
years ago. Even Deadpool.
Yeah.
They waited 3 years to put out the new one. I'm like, wow, I'm honestly shocked after all the money you made on the first one, it took this long.
Right.
Because sometimes, like Equalizer, that was 3 years too.
Well, but you also have to remember the movies with a lot of effects can take a long time to make. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
And then makeup. He was probably sitting in that makeup chair for like at least 5 hours a day.
Yeah. With that makeup for Deadpool? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fuck. You look terrible.
Yeah, he did.
The guy keeps describing in the credits, the guy, no, not in the credits. They had some outtakes, some bloopers and stuff.
Right.
And his friend tells him, "You look like this." And
yeah,
you look
like
that.
He just said like 20 different things. Yeah. That was a funny part of the movie for sure.
Yeah. But yeah, Deadpool. I'll watch the second one. Why not? It was okay, but I've yet to watch any movie that lately. That has left a real big impact on me. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Know? I mean, look, The Equalizer was good. Coco was good. You know, but what does good mean? You know, I mean,
Equalizer.
To me, it's acceptable.
Yeah, but Equalizer for me was like beyond good. Like, yeah. I've seen it like 6 times.
Yeah.
At least minimum.
You see, I mean, to me, it's like just another, you know, revenge kind of movie.
I'm just
vigilante kind of movie.
Or they're always all going to be like that.
Right.
Because that's what makes the most money. Yeah. You know what movie looks absolutely horrible that's coming out this weekend too, I think?
Which one?
The Meg.
What's that?
Oh, God, please look it up.
Really?
Just watch the trailer really quick. Watch the short one.
Meg?
Yeah, we can discuss this because everyone listening has probably seen the trailer because they're doing 1,000 a minute on TV. And I'm just like, why would you waste your money on ever producing this movie?
Really? What is it? Like a scary movie?
It's a shark movie, but just wait for it. Wait to see how bad this trailer is.
Yeah, The Meg in theaters. Oh, it's with, what's his name?
Jason Statham.
Jason Statham,
but
yeah.
Jason Statham, like, says yes to any movie, I feel.
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
He literally does. He does.
Yeah. Wow, that's a big fucking shark here,
he's
huh?
He's supposed to be, like, life-size or something. I don't know.
Wow. The Meg. A massive creature attacks a deep-sea submersible. Yeah. The Meg. Wow. So talk about movies. You know that movie pass, right? That they for $10 you get to go to a movie every day.
Yeah, but it's like $30 a month, right?
It's $10 a month. You can go 30 days for $10 a month.
Oh my God, they're discontinuing it?
Well, they couldn't pay for tickets yesterday. And They're borrowing money, like millions of dollars, to meet the demand.
It's because nobody goes to the movie theaters anymore.
Well, no. It's because it's not worth it. I mean, how can you make money like that? You know, they were hoping to build a big following so they can make money on advertising and stuff. But it's not. I don't know. I don't think it's sustainable.
They
should
have done like $10 a month for 5 movies a month, not a movie every day. That's too much.
Right. And I mean, and they're paying for the full tickets, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How can they possibly make money?
I don't know. But if they did, like, I would still get it if it was $10 a month, 5 movies a month, because nobody's really going to see 5 movies a month anyway.
Right, right.
You know?
Even one fucking movie for $10, it costs more to go to a movie.
Yeah,
than $10.
It literally does. Right? It does. It's insane. It's like if you go on a date, the date going to the movie theater is like $50 now.
Yeah.
Because if you go the movies, if you go the nice theaters with bars in it, it's like $25 a ticket. That's
$25 a ticket.
If
those
there's
movies?
A place in Sherman Oaks, starts with a C.
Or the ArcLight.
No, ArcLight's not. No.
Not the ArcLight.
I'm gonna tell you right now. Okay. I'm gonna type in movie theater.
Because I'm in Sherman Oaks, but how come I don't know it? But
Cinemark.
Cinemark?
You go to Cinemark, it's $25 a ticket. A ticket.
Wow.
So that's already 50. The date's already at 50.
Right.
Then you're going to get like 2 drinks, alcoholic beverages. So that's already, let's say they're $13 each. So you're already looking at 20 and 20.
Okay, but wait a minute. But these are not things that people usually get at movies.
Yes, when you're on a date.
You go, well.
Yeah. They're okay. The reclining chairs. You order from your seat, so they bring it to you.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why it's a little bit more expensive. So
right.
You can order
and
like your
and then you order more expensive shit.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm
you get
saying,
the popcorn, you get the
it's
chewy
still expensive
snacks.
If you don't do that, you know? It's like, let's say the tickets are 15, so 2 people is 30,
mm-hmm.
plus the popcorn and the soda and
mm-hmm.
all the shit,
mm-hmm.
$50 for 2 hours.
And that's at a normal movie theater. If you want to go to a nice
right,
one to impress
right.
the chick you're dating, it's looking like a $120
Double.
Date.
Double. Wow.
And then she's going to be hungry after, like, where are we going to eat? Because it's usually dinner and a movie.
I know.
So.
Well, the first time you shouldn't be spending that kind of money on anything, I don't think.
I feel like if a guy's not spending that type of money on the first date, he's not getting a second date.
Well, but you have to think also that if he goes on many first dates, how is he going to afford all this? And why would he want to? You know, I mean, why would you want to spend $100 on a woman you don't even know that you may not like?
I'll never forget. I met this guy back in Boston. This guy that I always talk about, the one I can never let go, the hockey player. He was like, bring your best friend out. I'm going to bring my best friend out so we can get the best friend approval stamp. So basically he was bringing his best friend. I was bringing my best friend and we were double dating. The tab was over $1,000 and he paid for it in cash. And I was like, wow. I was like extremely impressed.
Yeah.
Because I would have, like, my friend could have thrown in, his friend could have thrown in. Yeah. He's like, nah, I got this.
Well, because he's got the money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you got the money, it depends. If it's not a big hardship on you, then it's not a big deal.
Exactly, exactly.
But, yeah, if he was a hockey player, was he a pro?
He played professional and then he got cut, but now he owns a hockey gym in Boston.
Okay, so he's got money.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He figured it out.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, some people figure it out, you know. Well, if you're talented in sports, then you don't have to be, you know, smart to figure it out.
Right,
you can just say yourself, wow, you know. And actually, many people work towards it, you know. They go to college in order to be in sports. And
right, exactly.
Oh, well. And did you hear the Twitter got rid of a lot of fake accounts and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
So
they got rid of, like, the ghost accounts or something, whatever they're called.
Yeah, and, like, fakes and all this shit. Mm-hmm. So the stock fell because what that did is they didn't have enough growth. And actually, their users went down by about a million or so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But that's good, though, because nobody needs a million fake users on Twitter.
Right, exactly. But the stock fell because... You know, because it's not what they wanted. The investors, you know, so they start selling off and stuff. But, and yeah, so they're saying at Twitter, we'd like to keep the health of our platform and all that stuff. We don't want all this bullshit there. So we'll see. I don't know how much they can control what's going on there, but I don't know. I don't get Twitter, but Twitter is the best way to get like, millions of people seeing your shit. Right. Yeah.
But so is Instagram. So it's like...
Yeah, I suppose.
I feel like more people, like I get... Like people can get more impressions on Instagram than they do on Twitter.
Yeah. Because
like a tweet, someone scrolls past it, nobody's going to like see it.
Right.
I don't know. Social media is hard to decipher.
Yeah, I know. Well, but in Instagram, too, you know, I mean, it can go through your feed and then you won't see it again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Never caught on for me.
Yeah.
And Twitter is like the only, you see, it's like open season for, like people feel free. It's like the Wild West. You can post anything you want there, you know?
Right.
It's like, that's why the porn stars... That's their platform of choice, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They can put all the porn shit there. Nobody says anything.
Exactly.
You know? So, yeah, I don't know. It doesn't appeal to me very much. I don't feel it's very personal. All right. Well, we're at the end of the show, folks. Danny, go out there. Make it a great day.
I'm going to.
Make it a great weekend. And I hope everything goes good. So Monday you can tell us you have a new roommate.
I know.
And then you can put it behind you.
When is the first? What date is the first?
I think Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
The first is on Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday. Yeah. No, Tuesday. It's on Tuesday.
No, I think you're wrong.
No, it's on Tuesday. Oh, no, you're right.
No,
I was looking at the 31st. What am I, retarded?
I'm looking at it. All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us as always. And we'll see you all on Monday.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.